Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back. Welcome back to TOTMT Talk here on Blog Talk Radio with me, your host, Al Carey. And TOTMT Talk is a place where we can candidly speak about all things relevant to that time of the month. Yes, ladies and gents who are tuning in, we are going to talk all things relevant to the menstrual cycle, to the period, to your friend, to OnFlow, to whatever it is that you call your monthly cycle. But here on TOTMT Talk, we call it TOTM. So we're about to jump into the mood talk, the crazy talk, the TOTMT Talk, coming to you live from Brooklyn, New York. And it is a glorious, sunny, thankfully sunny, Sunday afternoon. And yes, we have been getting hit with a lot of snow up here, but it's winter and I will not complain. So welcome back to everyone who has been tuning in to us for the past, I would say, 4 years or so now. We took a year off hiatus, and these are like our return back to the air shows. We returned last week. And today we're just going to kind of talk about some of the things we used to talk about on TOTMT Talk, some of the things that we will be talking about in the future, and the format of the show. So it's 30 minutes every Sunday of period talk. So you can ask any question that you may have in regards to your menstrual cycle. And we normally take those questions by email. And the email is tbag@itsmytotm. So I'm going to spell that out for you because it's spelled as if T as in the beverage. So it's T-E-A bag, B-A-G. So it's tbag@itsmytotm, I-T-S-M-Y-T-O-T-M.com. So I'm going to be looking forward to your letters as they're coming in. You can always tweet us at MyTOTM if you have a quick question, but you can also send your letters to be read here on TOTMT Talk through email. And normally, I like to enjoy a nice hot cup of tea, and this is definitely the weather for it, so I definitely have my cup of green tea that I will be sipping on. So yeah, we've been doing TOTMT Talk since 2011. We took a year off and we are back. So I would like to actually read a classic letter from the T-Bag. This letter was submitted way back in March of 2012. And here it goes. Dear Val, my daughter is 10 years old and just got her period. I feel awkward because I do not know how to place the pad in her panty. I was not prepared for this. She lives with her mother and stays with me on the weekends. Didn't even have the talk with her. What do you suggest I do? And that was signed by a bewildered dad from Brooklyn, New York. So someone right here in Brooklyn sent this, and it was a father. So as I recall, my advice to him was, he doesn't have as much experience as her mom, and so it would be better equipped for her to actually have that talk with her mother, but he really needs to find out if, in fact, his daughter had to talk with her mom, and if she hadn't had to talk with her mom, I definitely suggested that he enlisted help from his sister or his mother to help him have that talk with his daughter, but to also educate himself, you know, through research and, of course, resources such as our show, TOTMT Talk, so that he would be better equipped to relate with his daughter. And another resource, and this is something that I'm just adding, would be the TOTM Time of the Month Ultimate Period Planner. That's an awesome book for women and teens, teen girls, to track their menstrual cycles, but it's also a communication tool that your daughter can use to communicate with her father in regards to her menstrual cycle. It gives tips on different things that women experience during that time of the month, but it's also a planner so that she can track her monthly cycle. So definitely say that he needs to learn more about it so that he can teach it to her and also reinforce to his daughter through an ongoing conversation, talks that encompass proper disposal of her sanitary products and cleanliness and the things that she may be feeling. So he can possibly show her how to use a pad, but not as well as her mother. But and also to instill in his daughter that it is her responsibility to change her own pads because she's growing up now. So that was a classic teabag letter that we received, 3 years ago from March 2012. And so we welcome those type of letters here. Definitely email us at ttalk@itsmytotm.com because that's what we call the teabag. So we are in February, coming towards the end of February. You know, it is National Chocolate Month. Last week was the day after Valentine's Day, and I gave a bit of advice. I told you, ladies, hit your local stores and get the Valentine's Day chocolate that's on sale because, you know, you can always put the chocolate in your refrigerator. Chocolate doesn't just go bad overnight, and you're going to get discounted chocolate. Yes, it's coming in the heart, but, you know, chocolate is still chocolate, and especially during that time of the month, that is one of our number one cravings. So that's a good thing to do, is to stock up on some chocolate. So we're also in the season of Lent. And for those of you who observe Lent, I'm going to say, ladies, that we should give up. What are we going to give up? We should give up dreading our monthly periods. How about that? For those of you who don't dread your monthly period, well, kudos to you. But there are some women who dread their monthly cycle on a daily basis or a monthly basis, so to speak. And for some of you, you dread your monthly cycle because you don't want to deal with the cramps or the moodiness or some of the symptoms that, you know, to just come along with that time of the month. And then to wear. That is something that I know some of us actually struggle with month to month. Some of us actually struggle with that on a daily basis. It doesn't even matter if it's our TLTM. And that just reminds me, it brings me back to a flashback. We did a show some time back, and it was TLTM Friendly Fashions. And what I meant by TLTM Friendly Fashions were, what type of clothes could you wear that were friendly to your body during that time of the month? Because I know sometimes we can get stuck in that sweatsuit rut during that time of the month. And ladies, we don't have to get stuck in that sweatsuit rut, so to speak. So oftentimes we have a difficult or challenging time figuring out what it is that we're going to wear during that time of the month, because we may feel blowy or we may feel a little self-conscious and we may not want to wear white. But, you know, summertime, which is not here yet, but when the summertime comes, white is one of my favorite colors to wear. And I don't want my TOTM to hinder me from wearing one of my favorite colors. So it's about feeling secure and also looking good. So and so if you're feeling bloated, you may not necessarily want to wear a dress or want to wear a sexy short set or pant set or anything other than something like really comfy. You just may really want to put on your boyfriend shirt or your old high school T-shirt or the standby sweatsuit during that time of the month. But there are options other options that you can definitely wear during that time of the month and still feel good about yourself and not be self-conscious about whether you have a tummy, your tummy's poking out because, you know, you're feeling a bit bloated. So this was one of the shows we did way back when. This was like from August of 2011, TOTM friendly shows. Now, I mean, TOTM friendly fashion. Now, I would have given you guys an audio clip, but I'm still learning the new schematics of the studio. So guys, bear with me, but I do have a good recollection, and I do have some I do have some notes here. So we're going to talk about TOTM friendly fashions, and before we get into that, I just want to wave a hand to Kylie, who's in our chat room. Hi, Kylie, and I will be so much better next week. You guys will have links to the show prior to, so that you'll be able to find the show. Right now, the call-in number is 323-870-3792. Once again, do not commit that number to memory because I believe that number is going to be changing very shortly. So we did a show way back when about TOTM-friendly fashions, and that was in 2011. We're now in 2015. And I had given my top five outfits that I like to wear during my TOTM. And one of my top five outfits happens to be the maxi dress. And that was from 2011. And guess what? Maxi dresses are still in vogue. Yes, they are. So, and one of the reasons why I like wearing a maxi dress, it's really free-flowing. It goes all the way down to your ankles. So let's just say that you happen to be a heavy bleeder and you find yourself doubling up. You can still wear a maxi, double up, and wear a really short pant under your maxi dress or some short shorts, and no one would be the wiser. You would only know that you have that under you, under your maxi dress, and you can still look fashionable and feel confident and look sexy all in the same time, as opposed to wearing, a sweatsuit, right? And maxi dresses, they're pretty much worn in the summertime. So that was one of my top five favorite outfits, TOTM-friendly fashion. The second TOTM-friendly fashion was the Empire waist dress. So a maxi dress can actually be an Empire waist dress also. However, I specifically noted Empire waist because the dress cinches right directly under your bust line. And so it creates a flowing appearance that is, just flattering all around. And the wide cut of the Empire waist dresses is really forgiving. It hides, that stomach that some women have a problem with during that time of the month. Me, for one, I find that I get very bloated during that time of the month. So I'm going to think about what it is that I want to wear during that week, but then I'm also going to eat my bananas because bananas are good. Ladies, you remember I called bananas my triple threat to PMS because they're good for bloating and cramping and they help boost your mood. So if you're susceptible to bloating, you may want to think about wearing an Empire waist dress or even an Empire waist blouse. They have those blouses that come directly under the breast, and they kind of flow out, and you can wear those with a pair of slacks or a pair of jeans. So that was number two. Number three, the A-line dress. Okay, do you see or do you hear a trend here? Yes, I love dresses. I'm a dress type of girl. And the A-line dress is very, very flattering because it's narrower at the top, and then it gently flares wider towards the bottom. So the A-line dress resembles the letter A, which hence gives it the name the A-line dress. And they can either be short or long. In the summertime, you know, they look really, really cute in a short number. And you can actually get longer ones, you know, for the fall or the winter. And then you have the baby doll top or the Empire waist top. And I just spoke about the Empire waist top because we talked about the Empire waist dress. So it's same style, but in a blouse. And it's still going to disguise your trouble spots that, you know, that may appear a little bit bigger than you want them to appear. And then I actually put on the list the infamous sweatsuit. I actually do like wearing my sweatsuit, even though I say you can still be sexy during your TOTM. Sometimes you just want to have that comfort of the sweatsuit, and there's nothing wrong with that. So, and thinking back, these are five things that I said 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and they hold true today. But I'm going to add a couple of more things to this list now. You know what has come back in vogue, that's back in style? Culottes. I love those. And if you guys don't know what culottes are, they're just like, they're pants that kind of cut off around the length of your shin. So they don't actually go down to, they're not full length pants. They are longer than knickers and shorter than capris. And then they actually flare out. And so culottes, and you can actually get a pair with like a wide band, you know, for those that do experience bloating so that you don't have to wear the infamous sweatsuit. And maybe perhaps it's fall time or winter time like we're experiencing, you know, here in New York City. And you're not going to wear a line dress. So you want to wear some pants. Then you can wear some culottes with a nice pair of trouser socks and a nice pair of boots. Or you can actually wear another type of pant that actually is a full pant. It goes down to your ankles, and it has like a wide waist. And you can always cinch your pants with a wide belt, and that will give the illusion of a flatter midsection. So that was one of our flashbacks. That was one of I actually enjoyed doing that show. And we had our fashion, our in-house fashionista, Shelby Tyler, who's a fashion designer, come and share with us some of her tips for flattering outfits. She's now away at college, and hopefully in the future we can get her back on the show and she can share with us what her top five fashions would be to wear during that time of the month. You know, I'm talking and talking. What do I normally do? I have to take a sip of my tea. Yeah. And that is so good. Yes, ladies. And you know what? Also, if you find that you are bloating, I recommend peppermint tea. Peppermint tea will help with, you know, indigestion and the bloating during your time of the month. So I wanted to share with you, be prepared for next week's topic, and I definitely would love for you guys to either tweet me, inbox me at ttalk@itsmytotm.com. You can tweet us at mytotm. I am going to be sending out personal tweets and reminders to join us in the show. Next week we're going to be talking about teams. Which team do you play on? Okay, so you may be thinking in sports, and you may be a little confused right now. What is Val talking about? Well, I'm talking about for feminine products. Are you team tampons? Are you team pads? Are you team cups? Or even team sponge? Meaning, do you, when it's your TOTM, when it's your time of the month, when you're on your period, do you normally wear tampons or do you normally wear pads or do you wear cups or do you wear a sponge? Or maybe you're a combination of a few or two. I would definitely love to know which team you're playing on. I think I may have to even add a new team, like Team Combo, because I am definitely a Team Combo person. Team Cup, Team Pad, that's me. And we're going to talk about the differences between those choices. And so I would definitely love for you guys to chime in, and we can talk about the relevance of those products and the pros and cons of wearing those products. So I am definitely looking forward to that. And that topic was definitely inspired by our friend to the show, Kylie Matthews. She, and it's in fact, okay, you guys are on Twitter and you are interested in getting tips about that time of the month, I say follow us at MyTOTM on Twitter. But you know what? Another great resource would be to follow Aunt Flo. If you follow Aunt Flo, Gore28, she gives some great tips. And she had posed a great question the other day, which had me thinking. And I said, you know what? That would be a great topic to talk about. I know we did a show in the past about the pros and cons of wearing a tampon, and that was some time ago. And right now, as I said, we are still recapping some of the things that we did prior. But for next week, I am so ready to just jump into that topic of which team are you on? Are you on Team Cup? Are you on Team Pad, Team Tampon, or even Team Sponge? Definitely would love to know which team that you're on. But Kylie did ask, over the course of your lifetime, estimate the number of tampons you have used. Me, I have used the least amount of tampons, I would probably say. I probably used maybe 100 tampons in my lifetime, and that's another story in itself, and we'll probably go into that later. It reminds me of period stories. We did a show, period stories, and those were all about your first periods. And we'll probably do another show like that. Yeah. But, you know, it's interesting because on average, from what I understand, on average, women would use about 1,400 tampons in their lifetime if they're on team, if they're strictly like team tampons. So, be prepared to join us for next week at 5 p.m. So we're going to be discussing that. Something else that I wanted to leave you guys, but it seems like my time is running down, and we have about 3 minutes left. So, Kylie, if there's anything that you wanted to say really quickly, you know, you can just type it in the chat room. Otherwise, we will definitely hopefully have you with us next week, and we'll have more to share. I'm a little confused right now because I see my time is winding down, but I thought I had at least 6 minutes, but it looks like I have less than 2.5 minutes right now. So be sure to come back next week. We're going to be here at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the topic is which team do you play with? Or do you play on Team Cup, Team Tampon, Team Pad, or Team Sponges? We're going to be talking about the differences between the products that we use. And you know what? Yeah, we're Team TOTM. How about that? I love that, Kylie, and I am so excited to be back and to be talking about what I'm so passionate about, and that's sharing information for women and girls, and even the guys, because guys have daughters, about the menstrual cycle. It's all about menstrual wellness, so be sure to tune back next week at 5 p.m. Follow us on Twitter at MyTOTM and follow Aunt Flo _28. That's Aunt F-L-O _28 for all of those TOTM tips. And we will be back next week at 5 p.m. So it's been a pleasure, and I can't wait to get back. I believe we'll be building the show out as we go along. So until next week, may every TOTM be a so happy one.